The last majlis of Hazrat Jis, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many people engage themselves in zikr and all kinds of shaghal, but the most important thing is that what is the purpose for this zikr that you're making? Take so much of sacrifice in making zikr and even tahajjud namaz, whatever Quran you recite. The actual purpose of this is to bring about a reformation in your character. To bring about a reformation in your character. Now you notice this much that in these days, it's because of, we are in a different era altogether. We're going through a lot of fitna, all kinds of hardships, and we don't get the same quality as before. The children, the upbringing of children, the wives, the relationship, husband and wife, how life forms, it's not like before. There's so much of opposition taking place, you're not at ease. No one is at ease at the moment, and everyone wants ease today. Everyone wants peace today. But you notice that you are not achieving that peace at all, there's no tranquility. And you get sometimes, that's why they say you become completely cold, there's no warmth. And we want warmth in our life. And secondly, the purpose for making zikr and the rest of it is because you want the love of the world must come out of your heart, and love of Allah Ta'ala must come. Now that is not coming in. Because the most important thing is that you want that and not coming in. So the purpose is lost. So what is Hazrat saying is now you have to now learn to adapt quality in yourself, that how to control yourself at home. Not only at home, in a complete way of life with others there. If you can only do that, then you have achieved everything. First and foremost, you know, one after the last month, this one person spoke to me, he says, you taught me a very big lesson. I said, what lesson I taught you now? He said, no, I'm doing namaz, I'm making zikr, I'm doing tahajjud namaz. And I thought I was doing everything. So I went on a journey, had my wife with me, and it so happened that, you know, I put the garment on. And I put the garment on, I'm driving. The garment saying, go left. She got quite angry with me. Why are you going left? I said, I did not say anything. I did not say anything. Just carried on. Again, continuously, the wife started fighting with him. She says, you know, he said, he came to realize that how much he was fighting with him, but he thought of the majlis and says, I can quiet. Because I know I'm on the right road. I know I'm right. And she is carried on and carried on and carried on. And she insisted, that person said, she insisted, must ask someone on the road to. He said, I got a garment on. He's telling me to go the direction. In the end, he was right. Because he was on the right road. But it so happened that she gave him a so hard time. He said, I realized how much I had to control myself. Total tolerance. And thereafter, when she saw that she was on the right route, she was quite nothing to see. But she never said sorry. She never said sorry. So do not expect sorry from her. Today the husbands expect, you don't say sorry to me, I'm the husband. You have to bow down to me. Become like the Sahaba, then you can say that. Because the wives are like that too. When you are not right here, what do you prove that? So he said that I've learned a very big lesson. He said, what a lesson I learned, that I thought I had tolerance in me. I had no, zero tolerance. But she, no doubt she made me a man. So he said that my journey right through was full of tolerance. Full of tolerance. And she gave it to him left, right and center. He thought it was an holiday, but it was not an holiday. But he said to himself, I learned something. I said, my husband's advice from my advice. Then another person also, the same kind, his son, you know, is a terror. He's a terror. He's at home, he gives the father very hard time. There's no hard time, very hard time. And the father, unfortunately, does not understand that he has a lot of tolerance in him. He hits the child, and the sad part of it is making sick and all, he's vulgar the child. And this is all because of ignorance. He hits the child. He caused all kinds of harm to the child in because of frustration. Not realizing that this is my way of Islah taking place. My Islah is taking place. I don't have to take the Quran. This child is now making me a man. I do not have to give him everything what he wants, but I must learn to tolerance, bring about tolerance in me. There's so much of tolerance no matter what he says to me. My husband in front of us, that man is screaming to Hazrat, "Main behan nahi." The only thing Hazrat said, "Main behan nahi." I'm not there. So what is the actual purpose here? Look at the actual purpose. You want to bring yourself in the quality of insan. Quality of insan bano. That how much of tolerance you get, you can make. You're a student, that student harms you, cause so much of harm to you, all kind of harm in you. But in your return, you do not even look at his face. Don't you remember, you know, I was very impressed with one student of mine. I asked him, you know, did you remember Hazrat's incident? Hazrat Muhammad Sivala said. He says, yes, sir. He's a student. And I said, what's the incident? He said, I told him this much. Hazrat, three students were behind his back and they want to try to get him angry. And only one thing Hazrat kept quiet. He said, ye kisa mat batane. Hazrat said, Sherwan mat batane. Sherwan. Not a word it had. It not affect him at all. They caused so much of harm to him, they caused all kinds of him. They are the became his best friends. But to say you that how he tolerated, not a word. Not a word. Then you get that kind of wife also. I've got a friend of mine, his wife, she's not right in which sense. That she's got very good qualities in her, but she's got one quality that's not good. She's got very good qualities. But some people, they like to be very neat. Some people like to be very clean. This poor wife doesn't want that quality in her. She don't have that quality in her. She got other qualities, mashallah. She got qualities of a waliyah. I won't run her down. In the Quran it says too that Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, do not look at the good thing of the wife, don't look at the bad thing. Now because of that one quality that she's got in her, she's not clean or filthy, we'll say, because of that the husband now begins to keep aloof from her. He tried to begin to keep away from her. Now the Islam of the husband is what? Let me look at the good of this thing, not the bad. She only wants that one quality that which I do not like. But look at the 199 quality which she's got in her, let me look at into that. Now that is his tolerance now. That is his tolerance now that he bear in mind. This is what my husband teaching us. That you bear in mind the tolerance of that one bad quality, but I will overlook it which you hate so much, I will overlook it just to keep her happy. That every time he goes to his house too, when you see that filth or whatever it is, he's unhappy, but now he brings tolerance. He won't fight with her. He won't get into an argument with her. But he'll kill himself and tolerance for Allah for your sake. That bring that quality of tolerance. Which we are not having that way. Not. So if that person, for him, that is Islam. So if a father who's got a son who is disobedient, but he tries his level best that he always be good to him and advising him, son, don't do this thing, don't do this thing. My husband always told us, do not ever tell your son to get out of the house. Do not ever tell your son, get out of the house. Because the moment you tell your son to get out of the house, you go outside and say, hey, what happened here? He said, my father told me to get out of the house. Then I don't listen to his father, but that he listened to you. But always remember one thing, your Islah is taking place all the time. Ustad Islah is taking place with the students. I was impressed when I went to Tarkeshwar and one young principal. I was surprised what a tolerance he had in him. The students were not right. But when he walked past them, he just looked at them like you said, the more intelligent you are, the more conscious you are, the more cautious you are. My husband, when he walks in, if someone is playing fool, he did like not see it. So likewise, that you do when you go into the house, when you see your children doing something wrong, you don't just jump onto them like it not see anything. Then slowly you know what you must do. This tolerance level is very important. A person in office, he finds that a client comes to him and he takes off with him left, right and center. How does he respond? We praise people that non-Muslims have the tolerance. Praise Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He taught us about tolerance. If a person made a mistake in business, does not mean now he's not worth it. And take him to task and make him become like an animal in front of him, no tolerance at all. So just as a husband has to have tolerance for his wife, that because she is not in that, you have to overlook the 99 things, like a mufti. If he makes one mistake, he's no more mufti. He's no more mufti. If a mufti makes one mistake, no more mufti. If a alim makes one mistake, no more alim. So likewise, you have to, the tolerance level is this must be that. The most important thing is hilm. Hilm means tolerance. Tolerance can only come into you if you have good character in you. And you have to work towards it. Every one of us, no matter who he is, you want something in a house, you told the wife, I want this. You went there, it was not there, what happens? What happens? You flare up. Where is the tolerance? You just read Quran and came to the mosque. You just read Quran and came. You made zikr and made in the mosque, and then you go there to this. What behavior is that? So this is what my husband teaches us. Okay, in these days, do not pay too much attention to zikr and all. Pay attention to these things. To bring about the quality of tolerance in you, that how to change your environment at home. Instead of fighting with your children, make love to them. Be kind to them. Have tolerance in them. Some people got this thing. They got daughters at home. The daughters do not get any calls coming. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. But if you have tolerance in you, sabar, then Allah Ta'ala said very quickly. But there's no tolerance at all. If the tolerance from the husband, there's no tolerance from the mother. Who brought the child in the world? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will decide the partner. But you must know you make dua and everything, but the tolerance must be there with you that now if the girl does anything wrong at home, the mother takes the child to task. Where is the tolerance? I know of a mother, a girl, she tells me, I do not want to get married. Why you don't want to get married? I can see how my mother and father are fighting. If that's how that life is, of married life, then I'd rather stay at home. I don't want to get married. So everything is this of tolerance. Tolerance must be there. If you do not have those things, then you know you lost everything. You're making your zikr. You can be an alim, you know something this much, one buzruk said a very nice thing. Another stay with a fool, then stay with a fasiq alim. In other words, an alim who got no that he said that. But I'm trying to tell you, inka taqaza hai hilm. Inka taqaza hai hilm. Always remember, ilm, knowledge asks you for hilm means tolerance. If you do not have tolerance in you, you have got nothing in you. Because the greatest quality of everything is sabr. Whatever you're going to achieve, you know, whatever you achieve, you may suffer only because Allah has said, Inna Allah ma'asabi. I am with you. You go outside to someone to tell you something to, that tolerance level will be very high. But never say a word. Smiling is the best. It's most difficult to smile, but smiling is the best. Free sadaqah. Charity? Especially at home. Because we are facing all these kind of things. We are facing all kinds of things. To Mahazir saying this. To have good morals and conduct is most important. A person must have the most important thing in his life, good moral conduct. His conduct must be the best. His akhlaq must be the best. His akhlaq must be the best. How one can bring about good character, as Imam Ghazali Rahman says, how he can bring this good character. There was no one more, alhamdulillah, can read a lot of kitab, but Imam Ghazali's kitab on character was something very important. How to bring this good character. And let me tell you something, this is going to be an ongoing sacrifice for you. You thinking that his tolerance will be remaining, it will be ongoing to right to the qabr. You have to be intolerant all the time. Your child, you cannot change his habit overnight. Because unfortunately, your upbringing of a child was wrong. You made the mistake of bringing the child the wrong way. You did not bring up the child the correct way. And thereafter, when the child is spoiled, then after you change him, it's very difficult. Now you have to make suffer and put him right there, because you made a mistake. To fight with him and to hit with him and to become vulgar with him. So likewise, a husband who's got a wife of that kind, he tells her, listen, do this like that. She still don't do it, but don't look at all that one mistake and deprive her rights. Because she made that one mistake now, khalas, the doors are closed now. Amazon, look at you, Amazon, look at you, Amazon, look at you. Allah Ta'ala will question you. Allah Ta'ala will question you. Now that I'm a deprived of her rights, because he's not been keeping the house clean, I'm a deprived of her rights now. You have to fulfill her rights. Get guna for that. Allah will question. So how important it is that how much of tolerance you must have in you. Tolerance is very important. So you can bring about good character. How can one take bring about good? And how to take out the bad character from you? Now if a person 50 years got anger in him, how you can take that out? You're an old bark now. How you can take it out? An old bark which is abated. But if he's very interested and concerned, he'll make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Mujisa Rahmatullah Alayhi should only make this dua, Ya Allah, I don't get angry. That was all his life he should make that dua. If he should make that dua, then why don't we make dua? Oh Allah, I don't get angry. But Allah Ta'ala can change anything. If you want anything to change, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So if a person really wants to change, only thing he has to sacrifice. Everything you get sacrificed. Jannah is not free. Jannah is not free. In this world, you want when you want to become what you want to become, you go through so much of hardship and so much of difficulties. Night upon night, you sacrifice your sleep and your friends and everyone to achieve that degree you want. And then only you can get that degree. And yeah, yes, Allah Ta'ala will give you Jannah better. And the Sahaba Ikram, what did not go through? What sacrifice? Allah did not put you through that test. But we have to learn now to put ourselves to tolerance. Remember one thing, Mahazat always tell us. Outside people can praise you. Do not get over. Do not get happy. You must say to yourself, this man is praising me. If he knows the truth, he won't look at my face too. You tell him, he's praising me. If he knows who I am, he won't look at my face too. He's only praising me because what he knows. Allah. Once you know a person came to the bakery and asked the definition of deen. What's the definition of deen? What do you think he said? Have good habits. Have good character. Have good morals. Good habits, good character. To be good. And the most important thing to have that quality is what the most important thing one should have in him is humility. If you want that quality to come into you, you must become humble. Humble, humility is very important. If you don't have humility in you, that quality can never come into you. That husband who's got a problem with his wife as far as the cleanliness is concerned, if he has humility in him, he won't come down. But if he has pride in him, he will not come down. He will overlook that one mistake and look after like gold. Take care of it, not to deprive. Everything relies on humility. Everything relies on the more humble you can be. In other words, a person can tell you are a pig. If that defects you, that means you got no humility. Hazrat Mu'ajjim Bangawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he could say, "May I'm the khinzis and mutter." Yet everyone took him to be so high, and he was very high. If a sheikh had to tell him, if Allah Ta'ala had to ask me, "Oh Imdadullah, what you brought?" He said, "I brought Qasim and Rashid." What is the meaning of that? That Hazrat Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, who they took him to the awliya of the past, not the future. They should take him to the awliya of the past. How great he was. Do you know what his position was? Hazrat told us once. You sit now, masjid, Isha time. You must not do that. We can't do that. You just listen, just see who he was. When after Isha everyone goes away, then he says that the masjid even go on his hijab. He says, Kiwar ban kar do, close the door. And whole night is in Diwan. Whole night is in Diwan. The Hazrat said that if he said, Haji Imdadullah said, if Allah Ta'ala have to ask me, what you want, Imdadullah? Say, Ya Allah, an arsh ke niche ek musalla chahiye. Najna, I want a musalla. And I can only be with you. So many people, the Farishta will pull them away. But they should try to tell you what love they had and what love they got. So, this is it. Akhlaq. Akhlaq is a thing that is good. A person came to definition. How good? And few times he asked, this is a continuation of the Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, good character. And be good to your wife and family, that is most important. They can be bad. The most important thing in last week, in the last month, this was overlook your haq, rights, and woe, and make sure that you fulfill the rights of others. Your rights is overlooked. A person who's got tolerance in him will not ask for his rights, but he'll fulfill that person's rights, whether it's your wife, whether it's your enemy too. You will fulfill the rights of others, but you will forego your rights. You won't tell your wife, "You did not fulfill my rights, I'm not going to fulfill your rights." That person is not Islam. He's not a salik. No matter how much the people can harm you, no matter your father harms you, you still fulfill your father's heart. Your mother harms you, you still keep your mother's heart. Your child harms you, you still keep your child's heart. That is what called. Okay, you forego your rights and you fulfill the rights of your parents. You don't have to make zikr and so much. Because we make zikr and all the rest of it, and then too, if you're not achieving this, then what is the purpose? What is the purpose? So Nabi Kareem asked in this world, asked best character or morals. Another person can ask Nabi Kareem advice that after every evil act, do one virtuous act. After every evil act, do one virtuous act. Why? Look at the wisdom behind it. The wisdom behind it, after every evil act, do one virtuous act. The barakah of that one virtuous act, you forget the evil act. We are that the Islam that is. That's khayri khuda na karib ya insan. Insan. Your wife took something and very quickly you took off with her. Do something good now. Give her a present at least. Give her a flower at least. Give her some money at least. If you're a confused man in army, then give her money, some money at least. Go on with that.
What Nabi Karim said that. That given good acts, even flower, given if you're a conjure zati, then must give some money. Now fight this, but not give. Then she won't call you conjure. Just to tell you the Rasulullah said, what he did not give for us. If a person, a Muslim person, you harm them, he won't give after that. When you give even gift to that person because that person caused harm to you, or you caused harm, that person gave a gift, immediately that virtuous act brings about a difference in the bad, it is forgotten. That quality will come into you. Who is saying that? Wa akhara mi karim salasa. Do a good act. One virtue will forget, you forget the evil act. Remember the virtuous act. What does? He asked Nabi Karim, what does it? The people with good character, when they do good, when people good character, Allah gives someone good character, then he goes to Jannah. In other words, when the person, Nabi Karim, I saw an ummah, the people in sajda, but there's a way between them and Allah. There's a way between them and Allah. But the moment that person got good character, Allah can lift the veil down. The moment that person got good character in him, Allah Ta'ala lift the veil up to Tumma Me'aku, to Mujay Deke Me'aku Deka. So why did we bring that veil? It's because we are doing good deeds, but that veil is because the bad has become because of the bad moral characters we got yet. So if you want that veil to open between you and Allah Ta'ala, what are you supposed to do? Good character, good habits. It's a strive 24 hours, right to the time you go in the qabr. Remember one thing, it's a strive 24 hours till you go in the qabr. It's not a one day thing, it's not a 1 minute thing. It's going to ongoing thing all the time. Then only you can get that quality in you, which you will only get. And remember one thing, don't ever think this much I've achieved. Don't ever think that I have achieved. You achieve nothing. You have achieved nothing. The moment you thought you achieved, you lost it. When a person becomes close to Allah Ta'ala, he is very far from Allah. Why? He said, I'm close. That's why they say, this one, you taking, when they told Hadith Ibn Abdullah, Hadith Rashid Mubir Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, may I convince him, but he says that he knows what he is going through. And what he wants to achieve, he has not achieved yet. Because the road to Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. The road to Allah Ta'ala is unlimited. There is no limit to Allah Ta'ala. The more you go, you far from Allah. There is no certain limit to go, you have reached Allah Ta'ala. No one can reach Allah Ta'ala. So you say, I did not do anything. I did not do anything. The moment you say, I did everything, you did nothing. So whatever you are striving for, you are far from destination. Very far from destination. You have never reached your destination. Your destination when you go in the qabr. Yes, there is a thing like this. When you begin to become more close to Allah Ta'ala and do the right things, you will experience it in namaz. You experience it in namaz. In which way? In this way that you completely keep yourself Allah Ta'ala very happy all the time. When you meet namaz, you'll experience the same thing with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam experience in Miraj. Don't ask me more than that. Please. Don't ask me more than that. That don't ask. You'll experience the same thing. Make yourself like that. Become close to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Everything that you do, you must ask yourself this question, I am doing this thing for who am I doing? I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah. I'm doing it for the pleasure. As long as you go this to your mind, I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, everything, you look at your wife for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You look at your son for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Everything now the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala comes. Then you see, when you make namaz, it's the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I didn't say that Mahazir told me this. Told us that. I didn't think. I'm only imitating Hazrat said. Namaz padna seekh lo. He should tell us namaz padna seekh lo. If you know only to read namaz is sufficient. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar.
If you only make salah in the way you're supposed to make salah, you'll be surprised it is sufficient for you to keep away from all evil acts and immoderate acts. Everything Allah Ta'ala said. But if you and I do not read namaz now, he wants to read namaz, what happens? The one thing one has to tell us, when you make namaz, look at the place of sajda. When you look at the place of sajda all the time, then why are you still blinking? Blink, you should not blink. The moment you blink, that is your mind going everywhere. Then he gave us an incident, you know. He said, when Abdul Aziz Dabbar gave this incident to the Buzuk, a person wanted to meet a woman. And the moment he saw the woman, his eyes looked, no time for blinking now. Oh, what is it? No time for blink. No time to blink. Why this time to blink? No time to blink that time, why this time to blink? During Baghdadi Rahmatullah alayhi, and the Muhajir said this, when a woman came, she said, Hazrat, I want to speak to you something. He said, ask what you want. He said, my husband wants to get married for the second time. He said, should he have permission? He can have four wives too. But he said, are the second one this year? She said, if Sharia gave permission to show you how beautiful I am, then during Baghdad, if Sharia gave me permission to show you how beautiful I am, and then ask you, I am so beautiful, can my husband look at someone else? She said that, and during Baghdad, I got unconscious. Fell unconscious. She ran away from there. So what happened? The Khadim asked, Hazrat, when he got up, Hazrat, kya hua? What happened? He said, didn't you hear what she said? She said that if I open my niqab and show you how beautiful I am, and this is possible for my husband to another woman, straightway, Hadith is a qudsi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, if I had opened my veil and show you who I am, you wouldn't look at someone else. Will you look at anyone else? Straightly look at the Wazrugar has been, where their eyes go to, where their mind goes to. Where their mind goes to. If Allah Ta'ala says, if I have to open my veil and show you how beautiful I am, you have to catch to see someone else. So in other words, when you can see when you read namaz, you are in Miraj. You are in Miraj. So you're supposed to be looking completely drowned. You might be thinking people sitting together in namaz are one equal. In your idea you are equal. In Allah's idea, you may be in the arsh, or you may be higher than arsh. Most important thing is bringing about is good character. Good character is very important. Sahabas told Nabi Karim Sahib, there's a certain woman, you know, she reads so much of namaz, and she's seeking so much of fast, she gives so much of namaz fast. But the sad part of it is that she's very, very bad with the neighbor. She keeps fast, she keeps whole year, she keeps fast. Whole year, she makes namaz every day. But she had one quality in her, they're not good quality, that what she did is that she harms to her neighbor, she caused harm. That the neighbor is unhappy with her. No. What did the Nabi Karim reply? Her evil habits washes her good deeds away. Her evil habits washes all the good deeds away. So if we cause harm to someone, our good deeds are going away. Good deeds are going away. So if a person is very, very making Quran, making zikr, everything, but he caused harm to his wife, Allah is not looking. Allah is not looking. So you make. So Nabi can say,
She cannot enter into Jannat, because she cannot even enter Jannat herself. So how important it is.
What time is it? Oh, 5:30.
So Nabi can make this dua, you made my appearance so people don't my inside of the good.
You know, every time you look at the world, you make that dua. Allahu Akbar.
Your inside must be same as better than the outside. Your appearance will be both the same. If you are good inside, that's a Nabi can make that dua.
Through Allah, make my appearance inside and outside.
In other, our inside is not good, healthy. Not only good, healthy, and afiat, tranquility, peace. My peace, my inside must be peace, tranquility, the peace of mind, peace of heart. See, we are people, we do not make this dua that Nabi has made this dua. Then you're making us dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, Ya Rasul, Ya Allah, that Nabi has made this dua that my appearance is so beautiful. And no doubt Nabi was no one more beautiful than him. But in inside, we Allah make that also beautiful. In healthy way, and must be full of afia. People ask, what's the best thing in the world? What is the best thing in this world? Has to be is a good character. Have a good character. You know what good character means? All this thing comes to one thing, humility. What it means? Humility. Main kuch nahi. I am nothing. I am. What that person does to me, what this person does to me, I am. I deserve that. I deserve what happened to me. You know, when a person begins to think of his sins sometimes, that's why you think of your sins. If someone had to do something to you, think of his sins. He did this to me, I'm worse than this. Bayan Bustami Rahmatullah Ali, going to the Eidgah. Going to the Eidgah, and that person throw that ashes on him. He did not look at that person. What you and I should have done by now? When you're driving a car, someone throws something on your car, what happens to you? Your car is so important. You look at that person 10 times, you forgot the majlis to. Majlis you forgot. Why? You were not in zikr of Allah. You do not have the presence of Allah. The purpose of making zikr is what? To have the presence of life. That's why they say when you read namaz before namaz, sit down and contemplate. Allahu nazil, Allah you hear me. Prepare yourself. Allahu nazil, Allah you hear me. Instead of waiting time out there, come in the masjid, sit on corner. Allahu nazil, Allah you hear me. Allahu nazil. So what did he say? He took his clothing and just rushed his clothing and says, carry on walking. He only threw ashes on me. I'm fit for fire. I'm fit for fire. By it become like that, that anyone cause harm to you, you feel that harm is nothing else, but cause more harm to me. Only that person can do grab the thing that you begin to know that he's got humility in your life. Nothing is you that do. I've caused so much harm in this world. He don't wait for people to praise him. When people praise him, he gets surprised. What this person is praising me? If you only know what I've done, he won't even look at my face. Oh Allah, aapki santari hai, tumhe santari. You have made santari. When people come and praise you, say, oh Allah, I thank you, made my santari. If the person knows who I am, he'll never leave me. You thank Allah for my santari. And you say, oh Allah, have you santari in this world? Akhir my santari. Allah only santari for all of us. That is. So good character is the most important thing that Nabi is going to ask. Just to that I have some to see my ummah in sajda, that good character means the same thing I mentioned to you about sajda. What he says, the veil is important. So that's why you may have less ibadat in you. You may have less ibadat. Less ibadat means the nafil ibadat.
That's ibadah. You fulfill everyone. You do namaz, you don't need so much namaz. Means nafil namaz. You don't need so much Quran. You don't make so much zikr. But yes, one thing you have in you. You have akhlaq. Iktisik al jinnat. Al-Muslimun salim al-Muslimun min al-Islam. A Muslim is he who will never cause harm to the next person with his tongue and hand. This is one of the hadiths of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah took down. And this one hadith, if you and I work on, a Muslim is he who does not cause harm to the next person with his tongue and hand. Kaam ban gaya. With your servant, you won't do that. With your children, you won't do that. With everyone, you won't do that. With your wife, you won't do that. With everyone. One bring about moderation. The most important thing is to bring about is humility and strive. It cannot come into our life just like that. You will try and try and try, you're going to fall. A child walks, he falls down. Again he walks, he falls down. The father picks him up. Likewise, you fall, Allah picks you. Allah see you, fall pick you. Allah does see you, fall pick you. You're running, Allah picks you. Once you fall, you still walk. Still run towards him. Ya Allah, I fell down. Oh Allah, I need your help. Allah will help you. Without his help, nothing can happen. Allah Ta'ala, man kan li pofil nasibah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah. Wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban an-nar. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa qina adhaban an-nar. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kullihim wa ajilna min khizyi ad-dunya ma ta'ala. ربنا توفنا مسلمين وحقنا شهداء الصالحين غير خزايا ولا مسلمين فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلمين وحقنا الصالحين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم ثبتنا بالايمان وامتنا بالايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه بالايمان بحرمه القران وحرمه النبي اخر الزمان اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وسبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غيلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا برحمتك يا رب.